Track 4, Galtina. Well, by now, I'm sure you'll agree with me that Galtina from Wyndham needs no introduction. She certainly seems to be a particular favourite with all of you. So here she is in her own inimitable words.
Hello again, how are you? That's the Galtina. Last time I was talking about my work and when I started working there, I wasn't used to nightclubs and that's all them gals used to be talking about. And the only thing I'd ever done was gone to a village hall and used to get a stamp on your hand if you went to a disco. I used to wash round it so everyone knew I'd been. The first time I ever went to a nightclub, I crazed the boy David. I said, will you take me? And that was a new nightclub that had opened in Anglia Square. Anyway, I went in and gave them some money and they took my coat and gave me a ticket. And that got sort of about 11 o'clock and I thought, do you know what, this ain't for me. David, he said, do you know what, gal, he said, you look a bit tired. I said, I am. I said, but I ain't gone home yet. He said, why is that? I said, because they had drawn the rifle. He say, what are you on about? I say, well, when I give them my coat, they give me a rifle ticket. He said, I think that's time to go home, gal. They don't have rifles in Norwich. Anyway, another thing I never done, I never went abroad. And I can always remember Tracy and Mandy, these two gals, arguing about the different planes they were going on when they were going to Spain. I said to one of my work colleagues, I say, what's the difference? What are they on about? Well, she said, gal Mandy's has a got an outside toilet. Well, that worried the life out of me, that did. Oh, Billy, you know, he didn't go far. Him and his wife went to Lincolnshire once and he didn't even know how to get on a bus. His wife said to him, there's a gal in front of you, watch what she do and you do the same. So she got on the bus, she said, Mabel Thorpe single. Old Billy got on, he said, Billy Smith, he said, married with two kids. He didn't have to worry about an outside toilet because he had one. And so did we till I was 8 years old when the council added our inside toilet. That was brilliant, that was. I got all my friends round, you know. Come here and have a look at my toilet. I got one indoors just like yours. Anyway, we were a little bit posher because a lot of people had an old wooden one outside. Well, ours was actually proper cement. A little place to ponder. A place to sit and think. A brick-built outside toilet. No comfort, heat or sink. The whitewashed walls inside were all as cold and bare. Apart from huge great cobwebs a-hanging everywhere. The seat that went across the pile was made of hardened wood, and 'cause we didn't have any lights, well, that weren't always so good. The paper on the roller was all we had to use, and if by Thursday that had gone, well, we'd use the evening news. I remember winter mornings, traps and snow beneath my feet, to get above that metal pile on that cold old toilet seat. So frightened by the darkness, the merest sound would make me freeze, and quite often I'd run out there with my trousers round my knees. 'Cause today we have it always, in the comfort of our home. But I'll always have the memories of that dark, cold, murky dome. Bless your hearts and thanks for listening. See you all again soon.
Thank you so much for that, Tina, and to Bob for recording her. I don't think I can possibly follow that.